Can you just tell us what human fruit bowl is all about?
A piece that came to me was sort of based on my experience nude modeling here in the city. This is always a hard question for some reason. Andrea Cuesta, who wrote the piece, sort of took my experience, our collaboration and research, and came up with a show that explores the relationship between painters and their models, who often become their muses, and those relationships that come out of that, and sort of the mystery of the model. We did a lot of research on famous painters and their models who are not so famous. A lot of them have no names at all. So we found that really interesting. It also talks about the relationship between Pierre Bonnard, who is a French painter in the early 20th century, and his model, who allegedly killed herself because he married somebody else, and we found that his work became really famous because of her death. But then our research showed that the facts about her can't really be facts because they're all different, like the year of her death and how she died and why she died. So it kind of just explores that in sort of an abstract, not very linear, like I'm talking now, not very linear plot line. So it's not really a conventional one-woman monologue. I don't know.
So, how did you get into nude modeling? How does one get into nude modeling?
It kind of just came to me. I did it a little bit in college. A friend had been doing it, and I needed some extra money at that point. And then when I moved to New York, I was desperate for a job that would make me a little bit happier than the one that I had at the time. And it sort of just occurred to me that that might be a cool way to make some money as well. And I literally just Googled art schools, and the New York Studio School was the first one that popped up, and I called, and that just happened to be a day that their model coordinator was looking for somebody, so I started working there. And it was about a year and a half, I guess, that I was working with them, and I'm still connected to them in a way. I really like to go back there and see what people are doing. So, yeah.
Okay, you've performed this play in Amsterdam and Hong Kong, like all over the world. I mean, what's that like to go into these other countries and just do something that you created, this work of art, so to speak?
Yeah, it's been very interesting. It's a very text-based piece, so especially to go into countries that English is not the first language, and that's been the case so far. We went to Prague first, and then Amsterdam and Hong Kong, and even though there are a lot of English speakers in all three of those countries, and the majority of my audience, I think audiences so far have been English speakers. It will be interesting to see how this audience reacts because it is a very, both my humor and Andrea's humor is very East Coast New York-y and very dry and sarcastic. So it'll be interesting to see if that's picked up on more here in our hometown than it was in like Hong Kong, where the sarcasm didn't really interpret very well. Yeah, I'm very excited to see how it goes over here. And I think I had really positive experiences in all three of those locations. But because it's not a visual, like, movement piece, it was, I think, harder to sort of, what am I trying to say?
To convey, almost.
Yeah, I got a lot of really good feedback, but I think I did also get feedback, which even like my stage manager in Amsterdam, because English wasn't his first language, he had to try really hard to keep up with the script and know exactly where I was, because if it's not your first language, the language that Andrea uses in the play is very intelligent and smart and not something that, if you're not a native speaker, you might not catch at all.
Okay. What were some of the more memorable, like, reactions from the crowd that you saw? Like, how do you think it really affected the people abroad?
At these other in other countries?
Yeah.
I think because of the language, it can go both ways, and there isn't a lot of movement. It's a very still piece because I'm modeling throughout the whole time. I really like it, and I know people who really like it, but I think if you're looking for something that's really fantastical, it's not that. It is a very sort of, I don't know, it's very scholarly the way she writes. So the reaction is not, I'm not looking for a blown away reaction because it's not that kind of theater.
Okay. And so considering that, who do you think would get the most out of the production?
I think I would really love to see a lot of the art community come to see it. We talk a lot about art history, and so there are a lot of names that come up that I wasn't even aware of, painters and that sort of thing. I'm really hoping that little niche will come to see it. I think it is an actor's piece also. I think my acting is pretty subtle in it. So it is sort of I would really like to see the art community come, because it is about the painter and the model. And I think there are a lot of people in the city who have either, who are painters or who have modeled or who have been in that community. So I'd like to see that community come into the theater community.